This is a message for members of Thrivent Financial for Lutherans. Thrivent Financial has a new charitable grant program called Thrivent Choice. Thrivent Choice allows you to designate charitable outreach funds to Lutheran Public Radio. For more information, look for the Thrivent logo under the Donate page of our website, issuesetc.org, or ask your Thrivent representative about Thrivent Choice. Help support the worldwide outreach of Issues Etc. with Thrivent Choice.
Time to play Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. We are coming to you live. It's Friday afternoon, July the 15th. All you need to do here is listen to the four soundbites that we have to lay before you. Then, after you've listened, you make up your mind. Which of these do you think should be the Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week? Your reasons for voting are your own. I would like to hear them. Where you're voting, where you're listening, what your name is, and why you're voting for the soundbite you're voting for. But you can like it, you can dislike it, you can agree or disagree. You can find it remarkable for any number of reasons. All we ask that you do is listen, then decide which one should be soundbite of the week, and then give us a call, 1-877-623-6943. 877-623-MYIE. Vote via email as well. We get those emails right here in real time. Talk back at issuesetc.org. You can send us a tweet at issuesetc, or we have left room at our Facebook fan page for you to vote for Soundbite of the Week there. Facebook.com/issuesetc. Facebook.com/issuesetc. Phone call voters get to go first, and the best vote gets the LPR bundle package, and I Have Issues t-shirt, and Issues Etc., travel mug, pen, and bumper sticker. Soundbite number one this week comes from Dr. Andrew Steinman. He spent an hour with us talking about heaven and hell. Here's his explanation for why some reject the idea of hell.
What they are really saying, in essence, is I really don't want to believe that God would condemn me if I rejected Jesus, that I'm really good enough to get in without Jesus. I think that's really what it comes down to. And it's always phrased in the terms of other people. Oh, some good person like Gandhi or whomever, you know, is going to make it. But what they're really saying is, I really want to believe that I'm not all that bad, that I could get there without Jesus. And that really adds up to nothing more than arrogance before God rather than repentance. And what the scriptures do in the law is drive us to our knees in repentance so that we can firmly grab on to the merits of Christ, knowing that as poor beggars who deserve nothing, nevertheless, God has given us everything in Christ Jesus.
All right, that's soundbite number one. Should it be soundbite of the week? Give us a call, 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE. Send us an email, talkback@issuesetc.org, or vote at the Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Soundbite number two this week came from, well, we did two sermon reviews back to back. We did a bad sermon, we did a good sermon. And this is a montage of a sermon delivered by Sheila Schuler Coleman at the Crystal Cathedral in Garden Grove, California. The sermon was about making your life count. And here's a montage from that sermon, Sheila Schuler Coleman talking about her helper, Jesus.
I know you all want the best life possible, don't you? Don't we all want our life to count when all is said and done? Absolutely, we do. You should love, says Jesus. You should love the Lord your God with all your heart, mind, and soul. And you should love your neighbor as yourself. If you do that, you are fulfilling the Ten Commandments. It's that simple. Love. Love is all that we're asked to do. If you live the life God has ordained for you, your life will count. And what is it you are predestined to do? It says to be conformed to the image of his son, to be as much like Jesus as possible. God has made you specifically, uniquely for your unique calling. And if you don't do it, lives will be lost. God needs you to make your life count for him. God is sovereign, and God needs and wants you to make an eternal difference for him. You can make your life count. You can discover your divine purpose in Jesus Christ. Your one life, which you will never have again, make it count through the help of Jesus Christ.
Now, that's a great example there of how you don't have to agree with the soundbite to vote for it as soundbite of the week. You should disagree with almost everything she said there. You, that's what so much of modern preaching sounds like. But if you'd like to vote for soundbite number two, Sheila Shuler Coleman's helper Jesus, not a savior Jesus, but a helper Jesus, 1-877-623-MYIE, talk back at issuesetc.org, send us a tweet at issuesetc, or vote at the Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Something a little better to cleanse the palate. Soundbite number three from Pastor David Peterson on the parables of the lost sheep and the lost coin.
These parables are not about us. These parables are about him, the Christ, who needs no repentance. I tell you that in the same way, there will be more joy in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 righteous persons who need no repentance. And this is the great surprise. The holy angels rejoice over every sinner who repents more than they ever rejoice over a single perfect and holy Messiah who needs no repentance. Every sinner on earth, everyone in bondage, every habitual sinner, every liar, every betrayer, every Pharisee, every pervert, every fraud, every braggart, every drug dealer, terrorist, adulterer, and child pornographer, every selfish, proud person on this planet who repents is worth more joy in heaven than 99 perfect and holy messiahs. Why? Because Jesus, the Messiah, who needs no repentance, is rejected in heaven. And that rejection affects, causes, is the means of the rescue, the salvation, and the redemption of the world, of sinners. God's own Son is cast out to make room for you.
All right, that's soundbite number three. You can vote for it by giving us a call, 1-877-623-6943, at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc, or by sending us an email right now, talkback@issuesetc.org. Here's soundbite number four. It comes from Pastor Matt Harrison. We were talking with him yesterday on the anniversary of his election, one-year anniversary of his election as president of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. Here are his thoughts on confessional Lutheranism and its time.
This is the moment for us. We have all the tools in front of us. We have an unbelievable plethora of connections worldwide. We have the Missouri Synod has these fabulous seminaries that have provided teachers for institutions all over the world. It's time for a reinvigoration, a push, a use of that tremendous capacity we have to give what we do best to the world. That is, we teach theology. Clarity of law and gospel, fidelity to the scriptures, clarity on what the Lutheran confessions are and what they require of us as Lutherans, clarity on what worship is in the midst of a world awash with all kinds of nonsense. It's the moment, and it is upon us.
That's soundbite number four, Pastor Matt Harrison. It's time for confessional Lutheranism. Vote now. Soundbite number one, Dr. Andrew Steinman, why some reject the idea of hell. Soundbite number two, Sheila Shuler Coleman and her helper Jesus. Soundbite number three, Pastor David Peterson on the parables of the lost sheep and coin. Or soundbite number four, Pastor Matt Harrison, it's time for confessional Lutheranism. Phone callers who vote get top priority, 1-877-623-6943. You could win an LPR bundle package, 1-877-623-MYIE. You can vote via email, talkback@issuesetc.org, at the Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc, or send us a tweet at issuesetc. Your votes for Soundbite of the Week on this Friday afternoon, July the 15th, after this break.
It's Friday, I'm in love. After more than 20 years, we thought we'd bring you some fresh new ideas for Raging Rivers Water Park. Try this. Raging Rivers, home of the awesome wave pool. Not bad. Raging Rivers does have an awesome wave pool. But what about the endless river, body flume, swirl pool, treehouse harbor, itty bitty surf city, and more? How about Raging Rivers? It's closer than you think. Well, it is just a short scenic drive from anywhere in the Metro St. Louis area. What else? Raging Rivers, affordable fun in the sun. Raging Rivers, the family fun destination. Raging Rivers, a great place for teens. Raging Rivers, open daily on the Great River Road in Grafton, Illinois. You know, these are all wonderful, but they just don't capture the essence of Raging Rivers. The thrills, the relaxation, the absolute ultimate water park experience. Guess there's only one way to say it. Raging Rivers, it's cool when it's hot. For one after 3 p.m. every day with coupons on Bunny Bread Buns and select Bunny Bread products.
Luther had Wartburg. We have Collinsville. You're listening to Issues Etc.
Here are two new ways that you can promote Issues Etc. The Issues Etc. business card and the Issues Etc. bulletin board flyer. Simply go to the support page at issuesetc.org, click Issues Etc. business cards, print the page on suitable stock paper, and cut along the lines. We also have an 8.5 by 11-inch flyer for the bulletin board at your church. Issuesetc.org, go to the support page, click Issues Etc. Bulletin Board Flyer, and print.
This is a message for members of Thrivent Financial for Lutherans. Thrivent Financial has a new charitable grant program called Thrivent Choice. Thrivent Choice allows you to designate charitable outreach funds to Lutheran Public Radio. For more information, look for the Thrivent logo under the Donate page of our website, issuesetc.org, or ask your Thrivent representative about Thrivent Choice. Help support the worldwide outreach of Issues Etc. with Thrivent Choice.
It's always phrased in the terms of other people, oh, some good person like Gandhi or whomever. But what they're really saying is, I really want to believe that I'm not all that bad, that I could get there without Jesus.
If you live the life God has ordained for you, your life will count. And if you don't do it, lives will be lost.
Every selfish, proud person on this planet who repents is worth more joy in heaven than 99 perfect and holy messiahs.
What we do best as we teach theology, the clarity of law and gospel, fidelity to the scriptures, clarity on what the Lutheran confessions are and what they require of us, clarity on what worship is.
All right, there's a little preview. It's time to vote for Soundbite of the Week on this Friday afternoon. We're coming to you live. It's July the 15th. Time to play, time to vote for Soundbite of the Week. You can vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Send us an email, talkback@issuesetc.org, a tweet at issuesetc, or just give us a call right here in the studio, 1-877-623-MYIE, 877-623-6943. And we're giving away an LPR bundle package for the best vote. And I have Issues t-shirt, travel mug, pen, and bumper sticker. Up first from Kansas City, here is Mike. Mike, welcome.
Yeah, thank you, Pastor Wilkin. I wish people listening would consider supporting Issues, et cetera. It's a great resource. And for personal reasons, I have to vote for Sheila Shuler because she says that I am to be as much like Jesus as possible, and that if I don't do that, then lives will be lost. I mean, basically what she's saying there is that I'm responsible for the salvation of others by my own work to be more Christ-like, and it's hard for me not to take this personally because this kind of nonsense is really what drove me away from the church and Christ altogether for a time, and it was an Issues Etc. broadcast on a Sunday night that really helped me to see the problem with this kind of, I have to call it heresy.
Mike, thank you very much. Thanks for listening. Thanks for your kind words about Issues Etc. What about the rest of you? 1-877-623-6943. 877-623-MYIE in Altamont, Illinois. Scott is on the line. Hi, Scott.
Hi, Pastor. I'm voting for Shuler because it's awful on more than one level. Problem one, she shouldn't be in the pulpit. Problem two, it's all law, no gospel, or put another way, it's all mandate and no rescue. Problem three is a problem of diagnosis and prescription. She thinks the problem is an inner sense of insignificance, but Scripture tells us a real problem, that we are conceived terminally infected with sin, yet it's a symptom she refuses to acknowledge. It seems to me that you can only write the prescription of just love God if you presuppose that God made you to die.
Smartest listeners in radio. Scott, thanks very much. Thanks for listening in Illinois. Matthew in Rochester, New York says, I vote for soundbite number three. That would be Pastor David Peterson on the parables of the lost sheep and coin. Why? Because it helped to give to me a new insight into this verse, along with all your others shows on repentance. The verse is about angels rejoicing. It's not just referring to one-time event of becoming a Christian, how I used to read it. It is daily repentance and daily comfort. Matthew, thanks for listening in New York. Paul in Fort Wayne, Indiana, votes for Father Peterson, he says. That would also be soundbite number three, because, once again, he uses shocking truths and a fresh perspective to help us understand Scripture. That is what Pastor Peterson is very good at doing. Thank you very much for your vote. 1-877-623-MYIE, 877-623-6943. Talk back at issuesetc.org or our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Matt in Palatine, Illinois, says, my vote for Issues Etc. soundbite of the week is El Presidente, he says. That would be Pastor Matt Harrison, soundbite number four. I think his confessional fidelity and insightful application of that confession to the needs of our time is why the Senate elected him as its president. As he says, it's time. Matt, thank you very much for listening in Illinois. Adrian in St. Louis, I don't think this is necessarily, I guess it must be a vote. She says, come on, Pastor Wilkin. You have to know by now that the answer to every question is Pastor David Peterson. So a vote for soundbite number three. Jonathan in St. Louis says, being a new listener, I have to go with Pastor Harrison. Soundbite number four. It's time for confessional Lutheranism to take its place. It's time for this sleeping giant to be awakened and take its place in showing that God has to offer freely without any stipulations to mankind through the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. Jonathan, thank you very much for listening in St. Louis. Always nice to have a new listener. The only qualification I would put on Jonathan's vote is the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod is neither sleeping nor a giant. We're not a giant. We're just average. There's nothing wrong with that. We have an above-average message, though, and we're not sleeping. We've been awake for a long time. It is time for us to be the confessional Lutherans we are. It's time for us to be unapologetically and confessionally Lutheran. Thank you very much for your vote, Jonathan. Thanks for listening in St. Louis. The Issues Etc. Book of the Month for July is one of those resources that can help you straighten out a lot of the misinformation Christians get about their place in the world. It's called The Christian's Mission. A lot of times we're convinced that somehow we all have to be little pastors, little missionaries, little evangelists, and we feel guilty just going to work, earning a paycheck, taking care of our kids, spending the weekend with our family, because we think God certainly must have better things for us to do. Not true. How to receive from Christ the forgiveness of sins that is found in His Word and sacraments, and then that forgiveness as it is lived out in your daily vocations, not apart from them, in your daily vocations. That's the subject of the Issues Etc. Book of the Month for July by Dr. Ken Cherb. It's called The Christian's Mission. Order one from Concordia Publishing House, 1-800-325-3040, 1-800-325-3040, or you can browse before you buy at our website, issuesetc.org. The book is called The Christian's Mission by Dr. Ken Cherb, The Issues Etc. Book of the Month for July. Mike in Los Alamos, New Mexico says, I vote for Pastor Harrison. That would be soundbite number four. It is indeed the clarity of the Lutheran preaching that has changed my mind about the value of modern evangelicalism in general and charismaticism in particular. Mike, thanks for listening in New Mexico. Tina says she's voting for Pastor Peterson because he is about the business of pointing fingers. That's good. That comes from a previous soundbite with Pastor Matt Harrison pointing fingers from the pulpit. Michael in Fort Wayne, Indiana says, I'm voting for Pastor Peterson because, one, he's my pastor. Good enough reason. Number two, I wanted to plug his marriage retreat at Redeemer Fort Wayne this coming August. All right, that's a good reason, too. And he says, reason number three, I need to constantly be reminded of my sinful condition and my Savior's perfect love. Thanks, guys, says Michael in Fort Wayne, Indiana. Well, thanks to everybody who voted for Soundbite of the Week. The winner this week, Soundbite number three, Pastor David Peterson on the parables of the lost sheep and coin.
These parables are not about us. These parables are about him, the Christ, who needs no repentance. I tell you that in the same way, there will be more joy in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 righteous persons who need no repentance. And this is the great surprise. The holy angels rejoice over every sinner who repents more than they ever rejoice over a single, perfect, and holy Messiah who needs no repentance. Every sinner on earth, everyone in bondage, every habitual sinner, every liar, every betrayer, every Pharisee, every pervert, every fraud, every braggart, every drug dealer, terrorist, adulterer, and child pornographer, every selfish, proud person on this planet who repents is worth more joy in heaven than 99 perfect and holy messiahs. Why? Because Jesus, the Messiah, who needs no repentance, is rejected in heaven. And that rejection affects, causes, is the means of the rescue, the salvation, and the redemption of the world, of sinners. God's own Son is cast out to make room for you.
All right, that's the winner of Soundbite of the Week this week, Pastor David Peterson on the parables of the lost sheep and coin, the winner of the LPR bundle package. I got this wrong before. I said Jonathan in St. Louis. I had him off by a state. He's actually Jonathan in Kansas. You win the LPR bundle package if you would send us your mailing address and your shirt size. Talkback@issuesetc.org. Talkback@issuesetc.org. We'll send the LPR bundle package out to you. Thanks to everybody who voted. Now, if you've enjoyed listening to Issues Etc. this week, these sound bites are a great review of everything we've brought to you and more. Please consider making a tax-deductible donation this weekend. You can make a contribution by check. Make your check payable to Lutheran Public Radio. Send it to LPR Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. That's LPR Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also make a secure online donation at our website, issuesetc.org. Thanks for listening. Thanks for thinking of us and keeping us in mind during the difficult summer months. Now, when you go to church this weekend, hand out some of those Issues Etc. business cards or post the Issues Etc. bulletin board flyer at your church's kiosk. You can find both at our website, issuesetc.org. Click support. They're right there in the middle of the page. I'm Todd Wilkin. Talk with you again Monday. Thanks for listening to Issues Etc.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Lutheran Public Radio, P.O. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.